Welcome to the Sisters Like Us podcast. I'm Lakin, and I'm 30-something.
I'm Allie, and I'm 20-something. Join us each week as we talk about anything
and everything. So grab a glass of wine
or a bottle, and let's drink about it.
Okay, well, cheers.
Cheers, Miss Charlie. I didn't bring a drink down here. First off, to episode 70 of the Sisters Like Us podcast.
70. It's a big number.
Yeah, and it has been exactly 1 month today. Since we recorded.
Oh, wow.
Today is September 9th.
And the last time we recorded was in person, so it was a little different.
It was definitely a different vibe, but I was just thinking about how long it's been, and it's been exactly 1 month. So yeah. That's kind of fun. But now we're back to it, back to our regular weekly scheduled programming.
Yeah. And although it's Tuesday, but...
It is a Tuesday. This week is a little bit funky with our schedules.
And I just can't wait for my schedule to slow the fuck down. Like, I just feel like every week I'm like, oh, like, it's a chiller week. And then I just, like, schedule shit. And then it's, like, not a chill week at all.
So. Is that a lot just because of busy season for work? When does that, like, slow down?
Probably, like, the end of October. So, like, I have, like, I work this Saturday. I work next Friday and Saturday. And then I work the following Friday. And then I have, like, 1 weekend off this month.
Holy shit.
Yeah, September's a busy month.
I mean, the weather outside is literal perfection right now. Yeah. So, like, I would want to get married this month.
Yeah, August and September are good months to get married because it rarely, like, rains usually. Yeah. And, like, yeah, the season's kind of changing, so. And I am kind of, I mean, I'm not really, like, booking anyone new for Cloud9, right. Per se. I have had some inquiries, but for some reason, like, recently there's been a lot of, like, inquiries and then I, like, respond and then they, like, don't follow up and I'm just like, okay, that's just been a lot too. So, and I'm one of the things I'm trying to do too is like go to any of my couples that I've not seen the venues. I'm trying to like go myself to like look at them.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And I do monthly touch base calls with all of them and they're always at different days and different times. Right. So, and like my work schedule has to come first.
Yeah.
So it's hard, but
here we go. Do you feel like the number of clients you're at right now is like capacity or do you actually feel like you maybe wish you had capped it sooner?
I would take maybe like one or two more. Like,
we also need to clarify because I know this, but I feel like this is helpful information. The clients you currently have, you don't have one that's rolling off until
July
of next year.
Correct.
Right. Like, there's not a wedding. She's got a full giant roster of clients, and there is not a wedding until next July. So, like,
yeah,
that's just something to think about.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And, like, next fall is just going to be really scary, like, yeah. In terms of, like, thinking about how, like, this time of year is right now in my full-time job and knowing that next year I'm going to have wedding September 5th, October 3rd, October 10th, and October 31st, and then also going to Vegas in between that.
Oh, my God. Okay, we'll talk about that in a second. Someone's getting married on actual Halloween. Is it going to be, like, spooky? No. Oh. I mean, I know it's a Saturday next year, so, like, yeah, that is part of it.
Yeah, a lot of people, like, either do something, like, because I have a Halloween wedding this year, too. I'm not working it, but they're doing, like, the bar crawl the next day. So, like, Sunday. Or Saturday.
That's what they're doing this year. Well, yeah. That makes sense, because Saturday...
is the first.
Oh, they're getting married Friday on Halloween, and then doing Saturday the first. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
But, like, doing a bar crawl, like, thinking about, like, doing a bar crawl after, like, Andrew and Lindsay's wedding, like, actually sounds like... like, doing a bar crawl the day after a
wedding. The day after.
Yeah.
Yeah. You, like, could barely function.
I couldn't function. Like, I actually was, like, broken.
Oh, my God.
I was not well.
So, we are... I know we've talked about the fact that our family is going to Vegas next year to celebrate. The baby of our family, Christopher, is turning 21, and Mom is turning 60. But because of my baby, we are pushing said trip back to September. We originally were going to try to
do... which honestly will be, like, I feel like almost a better time to go.
In May?
Because, like, May was going to be complicated because it was going to be, like, my birthday weekend.
Except I think we're going to actually go on Sam's birthday weekend. Which is...
the 17th. That's already in my calendar, so that better be the weekend we're going.
Yeah, I just know that they haven't officially booked anything, but yeah, that's the plan, is that weekend.
Well, because one of my clients, their date was up in the air because they were, like, deciding where they want. Well,
yeah.
And then they finally picked a venue, and it's September 5th, so.
I mean, it is still going to be somebody else's birthday that we're not,
yeah.
That we're not actually there for.
But thankfully, it's, like, I'm annoying, so.
That's true. Sam doesn't really care as much.
Yeah, so, like, birthday. I would have been, like,
more annoying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were originally going to go in May. And then I was like, that's a little too early for me to leave a small peanut behind for a whole weekend. We left, the first time I ever left Lila was, she was 4 months, and that was for one of Sam's groomsmen's wedding. So, like, that was, like, of course we're going, and I only left for 24 hours.
Yeah.
Like, this is a long weekend, and I was like, May is too soon, so.
Yeah.
September it is. Mom obviously also wanted to wait until it cooled down. She was not about to do summer in Vegas.
Yeah.
It's still gonna be hot in September.
Yeah. I don't really, like, we're just kind of going for the vibes, like, have a good time.
Yeah.
Anyways, though.
Okay.
Now we can actually start the episode.
Now we can actually start. That was like a bunch of rambling. Okay. Okay. Dancing with the Stars or Taylor Swift?
Well, let's, so first off, usually we start all of our episodes with like currently, you know, that.
We started doing that, yeah, however long ago. We're going to take a break from currently. It just feels.
I feel like also like we did it so much. Like I also feel like, I don't know, you guys know me. I like to change my mind a lot. So maybe I'll like introduce something different once I have time to think about something else. But
yeah, right now it just feels like what I'm eating is not exciting, y'all. I do, just to do a quick pregnancy update, I am feeling a lot better than I was. I'm 15 weeks now. I am officially having a boy. We found out, we shared that with everybody. I am feeling a lot better. Like I can eat more than just like cereal and frozen waffles, but I'm still like some, like tonight what I made Sam and Lila for dinner, like just didn't, it sounded appetizing when I bought it at the grocery store. And then when I actually made it, I was like incredibly grossed out by it. So I opted for a protein shake for dinner.
And yeah. I looked at it and I was like, I couldn't tell if it like looked good.
And then my energy is so limited. Like reading and watching is like non-existent. The one thing I'll say I'm watching is football. Because I know we're not going to do a whole segment on football because you don't really care. But it's back. It's back.
And at least I have a team again.
I love football. And I'm so excited that it's back. Okay. So no currently for now.
Okay.
We can start with like a pregnancy update each week, although I'm not anticipating a lot of updates.
Yeah. And also like I just like, because like it's not drinking, like we're not really doing the drinking thing either.
Oh yeah. Like, I do. I mean, we could go back to Binny's and rebrowse the NA section and try some fun NA things.
Yeah.
Maybe, I mean, on Tuesday it just felt kind of, like, weird. But maybe yeah. If we, it's like a Thursday or Friday, it might be fun to try, like, an NA wine or an NA, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm open to that. Like, okay. Yeah. I feel like that would be fun for, and then we can give thoughts. Remember when we did the three NA margs and, like, one of them tasted, like, awfulness?
Mm-hmm.
I, like, don't even remember. I still have those. Like, I saved though, not, I mean, I saved all the brands. I don't remember which one sucked, but I saved them for this time when I knew I would be pregnant again.
Oh.
So, we have all those.
Oh.
You remember that?
Yeah, no, I do. Oh. I'm just, like, thinking about how, like, gross they are.
Two of the three were good.
Okay.
One was very bad.
Okay, well, this is my NA drink, is my Diet Coke.
Yeah, I actually didn't even bring a drink over here. My other problem, you guys, to get a smidge TMI, I already have to pee every 5 seconds. And I already get up every night in the middle of the night to pee. I don't need to be drinking a lot of liquid this close to bedtime.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't.
That's valid.
So I didn't even bring my water over here because I knew if it was here, I would just sip it while I chatted with you. And, like, I don't need that much water before bed.
Yeah.
So no drink for Lakin.
Yeah.
Back to your choices. Dancing with the Stars cast, Taylor Swift.
What about Taylor Swift? Oh, her getting engaged?
Well, the new album, dropping information about a new album. That,
yes.
That happened after we recorded, like,
yes.
3 days after we recorded, but like,
yes.
It still happened.
Yeah, so a new album coming out, and it'll be like one of her first albums that is literally about not heartbreak.
Yeah, I'm, it's like,
if not the first album that's not about,
no, I feel like some of the early ones like are not about,
like Our Song.
Yeah, or like Shake It Off. I mean, that's about like haters, but it's not about like a guy. Right?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Yeah, it feels like it's going to be upbeat and happy. Did you watch or listen to the podcast episode?
No.
I didn't either, but I saw like highlights of it.
Yeah.
And she said, Travis is the one that said that the album was a lot more upbeat and happy. And she said something about like, well, life is a lot happier right now or something. And like looks at him like with a cute face. So
that's cute.
Yeah, it is cute. I think it's
especially because her last album was like so sad.
So sad. And so I'm really excited because I feel like, I mean, I've been with Sam for 9 years. I feel like it's been a long time since I related to a Taylor Swift album.
Yeah.
So I feel like this one is going to be like, I don't know, I'm just really excited.
Yeah.
And then she got engaged.
She did get engaged. Apparently they got engaged before that, but then they didn't like post any, they like kept it quiet for a little bit so that they could like enjoy it.
Yeah.
And then,
which is fair.
Yeah.
It is at like, when you have big news to share, sometimes you do want to wait a little bit and not like share it that like immediately that second.
Yeah. Well, that's great for Taylor Swift.
The other thing I wrote down about like talking about Taylor, I am not, I mean, we've talked about this before. I'm not like a Swiftie, and I definitely am not one that's like clues and Easter eggs and finding all of that. Right.
Yeah.
But I am here for the conspiracies of like the Easter eggs and the clues of her performing at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's, I could see that for sure.
Like this being the year that she finally says yes to doing it.
Yeah.
And I'm here for it.
Yeah, I could see that happening for sure.
Some of the Easter eggs feel a little bit of a stretch, but I don't hate it.
Yeah. I just feel like with Taylor, I just like go in waves.
Yeah, like, sure.
I just feel like sometimes I'm like, yeah, yeah. But like Sabrina's just been killing it recently. And like, I just love her so much that sue me, I like Sabrina more than I like Taylor Swift.
Well, that's fair. I mean, so Sabrina's your age and or a little bit older, but closer, yeah, but much closer. Like Sabrina is your Taylor Swift, like age wise to me.
Yeah, but it's not even about age. Like, I don't know. I just,
actually, fun fact about Sabrina, I had this on my list too. Do you know she's an older half sister that's like 8 or 9 years older than her?
No.
Yeah.
Oh my God, we should reach out.
Yeah. Like they're literally sisters.
Sabrina.
Yeah. I don't know how I stumbled upon that piece of information.
Sabrina.
But yeah, she has a older half-sister. Like a much older half-sister.
T.
Yeah.
But speaking of Sabrina, new albums.
Because I don't love that.
Her new album dropped last week.
Yeah.
I know the words to like every song already.
It's been like 4 days.
Yeah. I'm obsessed. It is
wow.
So good. And I also am just so sick of people. It's the same thing when, like, movies come out that are, like, really hyped. Like, everyone's always like, oh, like, no, like, this isn't it. Or, like, no, it's not good. And then, like, 3 weeks later, they're like, no, yeah, that's fine. Like, why do people, like, have the audacity to just, like, form these, like, really shit opinions, like, right away? Like, because I feel like I listen to songs, and I'm like, I have to listen to it multiple times before I can gauge if I'm like, okay, I'm down with this.
I feel like, in general, people like to be negative. People like to find something to hate on, to, like, dislike. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and I think it stems because a lot of people aren't super happy with their lives. And so they, like, then it, you know, they just want to hate and be negative.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's, I find that a lot, on the, especially on the internet. It's like, yeah. It's, I think it's being negative in general, being positive in general. And I'm not talking about, like, toxic positivity and, like, being positive in the face of, like, something really difficult. But, like, in general, looking for the good things and being happy with your life and all those things. I feel like if you are that way, you're not immediately like, oh, this album sucks.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good. Like, I like it better than Renee's.
Dang.
Which... like, I haven't listened to Renee's. I was listening to Renee's album on repeat for, like,
right,
days and days. Yeah. And, like, I, you know, I pulled her playlist back up because I wanted to see. I'm like, wait, did I retain this? And I was like, great, I did. So now I can go back because I'm like, I don't want to, like, I know she'll play, like, old stuff, too, at the concert. But, yeah, like, I don't want to be, like.
I started listening to the setlist playlist today.
Yeah.
It can't possibly be official because she hasn't, like, started the tour. So, yeah, like, people don't know for sure. These, yeah, are people making assumptions.
Yeah, I thought she started.
No, there's, like, one show before Chicago. Chicago's, like, the second stop on the tour. Yeah, so there's no way to know officially that far in advance of our actual concert.
The pre-sale for the Ariana Grande tour went out today, and I slept through it. Well, because I took a 30-minute nap. And then I went and looked at Vivid Seats.
Oh, I'm sure
it's... the cheapest ticket was $500 in the nosebleeds. So, RIP.
Wow.
But when Sabrina goes on A Man's Best Friend tour, you better fucking believe it. I don't care what I'm spending on that ticket. I'm going. I'm fucking going. Thank you so much. So good. And, like, her performance at the VMA is like...
Yeah, no, don't get me wrong. Her performance quality is like unreal.
Yeah.
Like the...
And she's unreal.
I'm not as obsessed with her as you are.
She's so talented.
I believe I can agree that she is so talented.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean I'm going to spend whatever to go to her concert.
Yeah, that's valid. I would go alone, so.
Yeah. With what you're probably willing to spend, you may end up there alone.
Yeah, that's very true. But see, I used to say the same thing about the Taylor Swift tour, and I was like, well, that was the Eras tour, so I guess it's a little bit different, but, like, I would never spend that much. I would never think about...
Those numbers...
were outrageous.
Like, what you were looking at for the last Sabrina tour, remember you were debating going alone and spending a couple hundred bucks, right? Like... You couldn't get a Taylor Swift ticket for that amount.
No, the cheapest ticket was, like, over a grand still.
Over. Yeah, for, like, the nosebleeds.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't think it's going to be the same scenario.
Yeah. But I don't know. She's not even... She's doing an extension of her Short and Sweet tour. I don't even think she's done with it, so...
Oh.
Maybe she is. She's probably done with it. But she did win Best Album.
Yeah.
For that. She won three, but I don't know what three she won. But, anyways. Hot take. This is a really hot take. I think Lady Gaga's new, like, music is trash. Like, I don't like anything that she's really doing right now.
I haven't really listened to anything besides...
It's, like, really, like... I mean, it's kind of, like, what she used to do. Like, it's very eerie and weird, and, like, she's just really weird. Mm. Which, like, some people, like, dig... I mean, like, it is old Lady Gaga, for sure. Like,
yeah.
But, like, I just... Mm-mm. No, I'm good.
Not for you?
No.
Can we try?
But, I mean, she's... amazing and talented and wonderful, but I just, the vibes I'm not really here for.
Full disclosure. We already talked about the Dancer of the Stars cast with each other, like, the day it came out, because we couldn't wait. But we need to debrief.
Before we dive into this season, I have something to share about last season.
Okay.
So I started watching Love Thy Neighbor.
You did not.
I did. It's great.
What?
It's really good. 10 out of 10, I would recommend it. It is actually, and I watch a lot of reality TV. And let me say, this is probably some of the, like, realest reality TV that I've seen in a long time. Like,
but don't they, like, start shit about Gleb that wasn't true?
Yeah, but I don't know what I believe now. Because...
I mean, that's their goal, right? Is to make you believe them.
But so, like, okay, so they were, like, actually dating. Like, they were boyfriend and girlfriend.
No, I understand that.
Okay. And then one weekend, like, he came to visit, he left his phone there.
Okay.
And then he, like, left, got on a plane, like, went back to LA to finish out the tour.
Fuck, leaves their phone somewhere.
Like, I don't know. And so she was, like, freaking out. She's like, I haven't heard from him. I haven't heard from him. Like, tweaking, like, whatever. Like, you know.
Okay.
And then, like, someone from, like, Dancing with Stars, like, texted her and was like, oh my god, like, he lost his phone. Like, whatever, he doesn't know where his phone is, you know. And she's like, and then they find it, and she goes through it, and, you know, there's, like, you know, shit on it. Yeah. And then, but it kind of shows it in a sense where it's, like, how everything unfolds, like, from... that end, which is just interesting. Like, I'm not saying I believe Gleb or believe her or whatever, but I have a lot more respect for Brooks and her sisters now than I do, I think.
Than you did when they danced in the season, last season, with their,
like,
little
Brooks
short
was
shirts.
Like, oh, like, but now, like, she's, like, of the four sisters, like, she, like, I really like her. Like, I followed her on Instagram.
She's the oldest, right?
Yeah, so she's the oldest, and then there's Mary Holland, Gracie Ann, and Sarah Jane.
Oh my god, they're so Southern. So, I mean, they're only famous by proxy of her. She is famous on her own. And, right? And the sisters, like, none of them have actually done anything.
Yeah, so, like, she's obviously a Sports Illustrated model, but they all model.
Okay.
And one, or Mary Holland is in finance, but they all live together in a really nice apartment in Manhattan.
New York, yeah.
Yeah. But it's, I think it's worth the watch because I think it, you just learn a lot about them. Like, they're from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Mm-hmm. Like, they, like, you know, come from, like, not as much. And then, like, they just, and their parents are so sweet. Like, it's just, yeah. I mean, I was skeptical.
Yeah.
For sure. I was like, this is stupid. I hate the Kardashians. I don't hate the Kardashians, the people. I hate the show. Like, I they're too mellow for me. Like,
well, I wonder if the original, like, I never watched the Kardashians. I mean, you know, I don't watch reality TV.
Yeah.
Like, is season one of the Kardashians like that?
I don't know, but it, like, there were certain times.
Like, could it get crazy or more annoying the more
it's on? But I think that's the thing, is it is crazy and annoying, and that's what makes it real. Like, it's, like, the relationships that they have with each other are so real, and, like, it's very raw in terms of, like, they're, you know, very emotional and, like, you know. I mean, having four sisters and living with them is, like, a lot. So,
in your 20s, like, that's crazy.
Yeah, so they're...
I love you, but I feel like living together would be a whole different... No,
and it's, like, 23, 24, 26, and 28.
Yeah, that's,
like,
crazy. That's crazy.
But, yeah, no, I'm a big fan. It actually... Yeah,
Do they show a lot of New York, or is it a lot, like, in their apartments, or, like, in...
It's definitely in... Well, their apartment. But it's, like, follows, like, the events that they go to in New York, for sure.
Because I love anything set in New York.
It does show New York, for sure. And, like, they're part of, like, you know, different modeling agencies, like, in New York. One of the episodes, they do go back home to Louisiana and have, like, a huge crawfish boil, like, in a backyard. Oh, and so it's, like, I don't know.
Southern,
I liked it. I'm not done with it, but I'm, like, kind of... addicted to it right now.
Interesting. Okay. We'll see. I mean, you know, I'm not a big reality show.
Yeah.
And I feel like I have so many other things I want to watch. Right now, I feel like until January, I probably am not watching anything new because I have a whole list. I made a whole list of Halloween things I want to watch. I know it's only September. Mom, we're not allowed to talk about fall until September 22nd.
I love fall.
I love fall too. And there are so many Halloween things to watch. I need September and October. When you throw in the fact that I also watch a lot of football. And then same thing with Christmas. November and December, I'm watching Christmas things. Christmas movies, Christmas shows, as well as football. We can start new shows in January. And then also Dancing with the Stars is starting.
Yeah.
And so that will take up an evening. So.
Yeah.
Can we talk about this now?
Yeah.
Okay. The first one, and is Stupid Snake. So, we obviously knew for a long time about Robert, the snake guy.
Oh, yeah.
And he's with Whitney. So, also, do you remember we did this last year, and I, like, knew none of a lot of things? You were listing them and sharing your thoughts, and I just was like,
Yeah, now you, like, know.
Yeah, great, obviously.
Thank God.
I still don't know some of the stars very well. Like, there are some of these stars that I'm like, who are you?
Okay.
He seems awkward in the promos.
Yeah, I think he'll be good.
Okay.
I don't know.
I mean, Whitney's amazing.
Yeah, I feel like Scott and...
You're jumping ahead.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You're doing one at a time.
Okay.
Anything else on Robert and Whitney?
No.
Okay. I'm just going in order that Dancing with the Stars posted them on Instagram.
Okay.
Jen from Secret Lives of Mormon Wives and the new guy.
Yeah, I don't think she's going to be good.
I don't think they're going to last long.
Dance like Allison Hannigan did.
Yeah, and I don't think she can get the votes like Allison Hannigan got.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, I don't know anything about this guy and his ability to choreograph ballroom.
Yeah.
So that's...
I don't know.
It's interesting. I don't know. I feel like I'm going to actually jump ahead. The fact, I said this to Allie, the fact that they gave one sister, one sister wife got the new guy, and then Whitney with fucking Mark.
Yeah. That's going to be a sweep.
They are... going to crush it.
Yeah.
I think, but I wonder if, I mean, she was the villain, right? Are people going to vote for her?
Yeah. People love her now.
Okay.
Love her now.
Because I think they're going
people
to be good.
People started loving her, like, after season two.
Okay. Because they're going to be good. So.
Yeah, they're going to be really good.
But yeah, so they gave one the new guy and one probably arguably the best.
Yeah.
Male pro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Emma with another old guy. I don't know who this is.
He's an elf. He was an elf.
He's an elf?
Yeah, he was, I, like, can picture him an elf.
They list him as a comedian. Andy Richter. Oh, he's just, like, a random dude sitting at the table with his dad. It's not, like, a big character at all.
No, he worked at the...
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I mean, as always, Emma kind of getting the shaft. He's going to be awkward. But his social media stuff has been funny. Yeah. And entertaining.
Yeah. But Emma posted something, like, kind of weird about, like, it made it seem like she was, like, not going to be doing the season anymore. What? Like, she was, like, on TikTok, she, like, posted something.
What?
But then she posted other stuff.
That definitely gives somebody, why does this feel like a goodbye video and the season hasn't even started? I don't know. A lot of people are saying, like, that she's just being, like, a emotional millennial and, like, that she has no plans to leave and whatever. That she's just saying, like, you never know. Because the pros don't know if they're going to come back or not.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's weird. Moving on. Pasha and the girl from Boy Meets World.
Oh, yeah. I thought she was from Full House.
She looks like the girl from Full House.
Yeah.
I know who you're thinking of. It's not her.
Okay.
Which is good because the girl from Full House has gone a little right wing kind of crazy on social media. So, like, we don't want her.
Oh, okay.
She seems cute and fun. I feel like that's pulling out a millennial heartstring.
Yeah, I have no.
Yeah. Okay, Jenna and another old guy. I feel like they were like, you won last season. Yeah. We're going to give you somebody that's Corey kind Feldman. Of. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't foresee that being successful.
Yeah. Ezra and Jordan Chiles.
I think they're going to be good.
I think they're going to be really good.
I don't know if Ezra's, like, as technically talented, like, as good as, but he is newer.
Yeah.
But I'm interested to see what they do.
Yeah.
For sure.
I feel like the other day, the Dancing with the Stars Instagram posted, like, how they've had a lot of gymnasts on the show. And some of them have won, and some of them just made it really far. But I think the worst one was, like, fifth place, and that was the older when Mary Lou Retton, she's old. So, like, that's different than, like, Simone and Lori Hernandez won and Sean Johnson won. So, I feel like, they should be good. Daniela and
I'm really excited about
Dylan Efron.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that.
Although he has said that he has no dance experience.
Yeah, he might be awkward. Like, he might be really awkward.
Yeah, I feel like, but she's really good, right? She's really good. Her choreography is really good. Female pro.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
In my opinion, she's the best.
I think from a...
She's the best choreographer. Choreographer.
I think she's also one of the best teachers.
Yeah.
Like, I think if you... When it comes to being a pro, right, there's your abilities as a dancer, your ability as a choreographer, and your ability as a teacher. And they're all important. Mm-hmm. And I think she is the best well-rounded choreographer. Or all of those things.
Yeah.
Pro. So I think they'll be good.
Mm-hmm.
I think he'll get votes because of his name.
Yeah. Well, and he's hot.
And he's hot.
The TikToks of Ezra, like, you know, the TikTok where it's like, okay, who's the most, like, or who said I love you first?
Yeah.
And then you point, or who made the first move? So Ezra did that and he walked up to Dylan and was like, because people have been doing that, like, the recent TikToks. I don't know how I'm on, like, college TikToks, but, like, the dorms. So what girls have been doing is, like, knocking on guys' dorms, and then when they open it, they just, like, boulder themselves in and start doing a room tour. And they're like, yeah, and over here is where I keep my shoes. I don't know why he's in my bed, but this is my bed, and I'm, like, piss laughing. Like,
that's
it's
funny.
So funny.
That's really funny.
Yeah, but some people have been doing, like, that where they, like, open the door and they're like, they do that trend. Yeah.
Alan with the girl from The Parent Trap.
Meredith Blake.
They posted I don't know if you saw this today. I obviously don't follow, I don't have TikTok. I don't follow any of these people on TikTok. But a lot of them go post their stuff on Instagram. So they did the one where they put the lizard on her. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that's Alan or somebody else comes in with in a lizard costume, and there's a comment that says, if you do not do the Parent Trap at Disney night with Alan as the lizard, like,
yeah, no.
I'm having PTSD from Donkey Alan.
Donkey, oh my god.
I'm still so pissed about that.
It would be cute
that,
if, like, Disney night they did, like, a waltz to Love, like,
yeah. Either that or the song, what's the other Parent Trap song that I always think of? This will be at the end.
Yeah.
An everlasting love. You could do I don't know, like a, you could do a waltz to that, or you could do not a slow one, but
yeah,
I don't know. There's some things. I think that would be fun. If they make it to Disney night, I feel like it has to be Parent Trap themed.
Yeah.
And Zac Efron's, or not Zac Efron's, Dylan Efron's Better Be High School Musical.
Yeah. Pretty rumor that people wanted to have a Wicked night.
That would be fun.
Mm-hmm.
That would be really cool. I mean,
I don't really know what.
I feel like it would all be kind of similar. There's,
I feel like it would have to bleed into like Wizard of Oz, and then it would be like.
Or they have to wait until it's a lot further down the road, and there aren't as many couples.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like, you know, you're not using random ass songs nobody knows.
Hopefully they don't do stupid themes this year. Sometimes they do stupid ones.
Yeah, and I'm some of them were last year. Yeah. Val and Alex Earle.
So, based off what I've seen, looks like she's going to be good.
Yeah, it does. She annoys me for some reason.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
She's actually an influencer that doesn't annoy me. Mm. And I get annoyed easily. She's, I think you'll grow to like her.
Okay.
She's cool. She's really cool.
Scott and Riley.
Yeah.
I am pumped.
Yeah, he could either be really good or really not.
Have you watched any of the stuff?
I feel like I can't tell from the stuff.
Oh, I feel like he's going to be good. And I feel like he's going to get votes.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Pentatonix, so.
Yeah. No, it should be good.
I feel like it should be good. Okay, we already talked about Mark and Whitney. The other thing when we were talking the other day, we had to be like pro Whitney or star Whitney.
Yeah.
Gleb and what? I don't even know her name.
Now I have beef with Gleb.
Oh.
I don't know. Like, guys, I.
Okay, so I already didn't really love. First off, she's definitely young enough to be his wife or his daughter, not his wife.
Second, she has
ballroom experience.
Ballroom dance experience.
Which is really, I already have a problem when people have really strong dance experience. I think that's kind of shitty.
Which I think ballroom is definitely really different.
Absolutely.
But also,
which is why you can argue for somebody like Charlie or somebody like Chandler, like being, that's fine. You can argue for it.
Yeah.
But ballroom experience?
Yeah.
And again, literally,
she's not going to get any votes, so it doesn't really matter. Because people are going to like Andy because they're going to think he's super cute with Emma. And
even the older guys.
Yeah, it'll be like, and then, like, Jen will do something fun with Corey, and so, like, they'll last a little bit longer, and I think she'll be the first to go.
I wouldn't.
Clubs also never won Dancing with the Stars.
Awkward.
Sorry, I have, like, beef right now. I don't know why.
I also don't. I think they might be the first to go, too. Britt and the basketball player.
Oh, I kind of forgot about them.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, we'll see how it
goes. Yeah, we'll see. I feel like sometimes the basketball players have rhythm and sometimes they're really awkward.
Yeah.
So he's not quite as tall as the ones that Danielle has had in the past.
Yeah.
So that is helpful for Britt, but we'll see. And then Brandon with the Fifth Harmony girl.
Yeah. People are excited about that one.
Yeah, I don't really. I mean,
I think he was supposed to be with someone else and then last minute it got.
Which is why she didn't have any, like, official promo photos at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like she must be able to dance.
Yeah.
She was in a girl.
Because there was a rumor that it was going to be Bob the Drag Queen or something. Yeah.
That would have been so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did see somebody kind of judging that there's no, like, same-sex couple or, like, any kind of interesting anything.
Yeah. People were saying that they wish they put Scott and Ezra together.
Oh, that would have been so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that would have been so fun.
But, anyways, we had a couple things that people said on Instagram, so we've got to go through those.
Oh, you don't have any other comments on Dancing with the Stars? Who are you, like, if you could only... I do find it kind of weird you can vote for more than one couple. I know it's, like, 0 to 10, but, like, in the past, whenever I voted for, like, So You Think You Can Dance, that's not how that works. You pick one. So I'm going to ask, if you could vote for one right now, not seeing any of them dance, who's your favorite? Not, like, who you think is going to win. Who are you excited about?
I think I would vote for Alex and Val.
Okay.
I'm excited to see them.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love Scott and Riley.
Yeah, I was going to say that. That was probably my second pick. Yeah. I mean, I'm excited about...
I had a Pentatonix Pandora station in college. Like, I've been obsessed.
Pandora.
Yes, exactly. I mean... We're talking, like, 15 years ago.
Yeah, but haven't you used Pandora recently?
Yeah, because I worked so hard on those fucking stations in college.
I don't remember how Pandora works.
You thumbs up and thumbs down songs, and then it picks... Spotify does the same thing now.
Yeah, I hate that.
No, I love it because then it picks songs that fall into the same category without you having to craft it. Like my Pentatonix station, my Broadway station, and my Disney station are...
I love that for you.
Thanks. Okay, sorry. We can be done talking about Dancing with the Stars.
I'm just saving their ears because it's probably been a while. Okay, what are you looking forward to about fall?
Besides what?
Why'd you just blow on me?
Because there was a Charlie hair floating.
Oh. Actually, not besides anything. I'm so fucking excited. I can't wait for Halloween.
Yeah, the weather has been so nice. And Mom today was like, it might be nice enough this weekend to go swimming. And I'm like, Mom, I'm over swimming.
I'm like, so over summer. Like goodbye. I'm done.
Like, no more boat, no more swimming. Like, can we just, like, it's
fun. Oh my God, did she tell you?
Yeah, she told me the chaos of the boat yesterday, yeah. Anyway, I'm excited to continue to watch football. I'm excited for sweaters and, like, wearing cute, warm clothes.
Yeah.
Even though they won't really fit, but I'm going to try anyway.
Yeah.
And I'm excited for Halloween and Halloween decor and trick-or-treating. So our street had a block party over the weekend, so we got to meet a bunch of our neighbors. Yeah. And they said that a lot of our people on our streets give out, like, full-size candy bars.
Oh.
So... And she was like, and at that age, you only really need to do one street. I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this one and the next one and the next one.
Yeah.
Watch me.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I'm so excited to go trick-or-treating. But you're working a wedding.
No, I might have plans, though.
At, like...
But maybe late.
What time? Yeah.
So maybe I will come.
We're going to go trick-or-treating at, like, 5.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so excited. Anyway.
But your party's going to be on the 25th.
Yes, I just updated the invite today and need to send it out.
Okay.
Yes.
Because I have that on my calendar.
Yes. Okay. And it's going to start in the afternoon. Okay. So even if people do have, like, evening Halloween plans on the 25th.
Yeah, I'm really excited for Halloween. I'm going to be Carrie, prom queen.
That's what you decided?
Yeah.
With blood on her?
Blood everywhere. When I, like, slick my hair down with blood. Not for your thing, but, like, and then...
No, but that's just, like...
A blood, wear, like, a cute, like, prom dress, you know? And then it's so easy, because then I just, like, a cute dress, fake blood, sash.
Done.
Crown, maybe.
You could just be prom queen for my thing. Like, no blood.
Yeah, just, like... But I don't know what the dress is going to look like yet.
Oh, is it going to be too slutty for my party?
Yeah, but, I mean, I could be anything for your party.
You could be anything.
Because that'll be really easy for me to put together, and then... Yeah.
If you want to coordinate, our family is going to be Monsters, Inc.
Oh, so I can be,
You can be the bad guy. You can be Randall with the glasses.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Sam is going to be...
How do you fucking dress up as Randall?
I don't know. We're purple.
What if I'm like, Mishwanowski?
Yeah, you could be that. You could be that, the old lady.
Yeah.
Mike Wazowski. Yeah, so Sam's going to be Sully, obviously Lila's going to be Boo, and I found a shirt where it's like a maternity shirt, and the eyeball is my belly.
Nice.
And I should have a decent belly at that point.
Yeah, I love that. I want to go to a pumpkin patch.
So, you know, we talked about this last year, and like, all the good ones are way out in the burbs.
Yeah, but I feel like if we make a day out of it...
Make it worth it?
Yeah.
So, I mean, there are pumpkins at the zoo.
No, but, like, there's something so fun about a pumpkin patch. I love a pumpkin patch.
Okay, we can talk about it more.
Well, someone also asked what our fall plans were, so... Besides watching football, celebrating...
All the things we just said.
Celebrating Halloween.
All the weddings Allie has. We also have an actual wedding on November 1st. Sam's cousin is getting married.
Where?
In Wilmington, Delaware.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Okay. And then how was your summer?
It was good. I mean, it wasn't really summer for me because I was sick for a lot of it.
Yeah. I feel like it was, like, it was hot. Like, it was good. Hot. But it was just, like, it was hot. I was busy. Like, there was a lot of great things, I guess. But.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not my favorite summer, ever.
Summer's also just not my favorite holiday. I mean, my favorite season.
Me either.
In fact, it might be my least favorite season.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Because at least winter, like, comes with Christmas.
Sue me, I don't love summer. And then last thing was, do you feel like you manage your time or your energy more, and why?
Whoa. That's a good question.
I think one way, and then I'm like, well, wait, no, because...
I feel like since having a baby, it has to be time first because my time to get stuff done is so limited because of parenting. But I do have to consider my energy. But I think it's time first and then energy. But I think that's because of Lila. I think before Lila, I probably would have said energy and then time.
Yeah. I don't know. That's kind of like a loaded question.
Yeah.
I feel like...
Yeah, way to save that one for the end, Al.
Yeah. I feel like I try to manage my time. But yeah, then I'm just so tired. And then when I try to manage my energy levels, I don't have enough time for the things that I need to do. Like, if I listened to my body and like, took breaks when I needed to, like, nothing would get done.
I was the same way your age.
Like, that's how I feel.
I literally was the same way, and then there was a global pandemic, and the world shut down, and I had all this free time, and finally realized how nice it was to rest and have, like, white space in my calendar, and, like, have days and times where I didn't have plans, that then I, like, swung the other way, and then I was like, okay, I have to manage my energy.
Yeah.
And not fill every second of every day.
Yeah. I'm not really good at doing that.
Yeah, I know.
So.
You need more white space in your life.
Yeah. Well, I felt like my mental health, like, drove me to force myself to have white space. And then once I, like, started taking medication, I was like, okay, now I can handle more. And then.
And maybe mentally you could handle more, but, like, physically you probably still need some white space. And especially between work and a business. And then you literally say yes to any social thing ever. And, like, I love that about you. But then also there's, you know, there's only so much energy you have to give.
Yeah.
So there's something to consider as we, like, I mean, I'm not going to bring up goals yet. But, you know, I will at some point for next year.
Yeah.
Okay. We've probably been talking for, like, oh, actually, it's not as long as I thought it was going to be. It's 50 minutes. Oh. Without edits. So, like, that's not too bad. That's a pretty good, I feel like it's good. Like, I don't feel like we need to keep talking, but I don't feel like we talked their ear off given it's only been 5 weeks. So, yeah. Okay. If you made it all the way to the end, comment with the fall leaf emoji because we're excited for fall.
Fall!
Yay. And we're going to try to be good.
Actually, I was supposed to go see Conjuring Last Rites tonight.
Okay.
But I didn't.
Because she's here with me.
Correct.
Anyway, we're going to post on Instagram before we record. So if you ever have anything you want us to chat about, questions. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Do you want to be part of this party, Kitty?
Well, yeah. Off the record.
Wait, honey.
Oh, because
the hole in the wall. Sit down.
Okay.
Sit down. Make up your mind, Kitty. I could be wrong, but...
Ariana Grande.
Woo! All those are big numbers. One.